Of course, if you're not internally at peace or in connection with peace, that has consequences on the outer world. And you spend a significant time in the book, particularly in the later chapters, talking about war in its various forms. You know, the external world at war, war on drugs being one of them. You believe there's a direct linkage between that inner peace and outer peace, right?
Well, absolutely.
One of the things very much later on in the book that you mentioned is that there's a study, and I've forgotten the name right now, of nations. It was just not too long ago that originated on, I think, maybe 25 different points. Nations are rated in terms of the attributes that lead to peacefulness or not. And the U.S. was pretty far down the list. Could you talk about that rating, that study? And again, this is about the outer world we're talking about, but maybe as a reflection of our inner worlds.
That was the Global Peace Index produced by a worldwide team of experts called the Economist. There's an Economist magazine in Britain, and I think that's part of this group of people. They did rate the nations by, it was like, I think, 24 indicators. And in the 2008 survey, the United States ranked 96 out of 121 countries. In 2009, we'd moved up to 83rd place, but that's still in the bottom half of the list. And public opinion seems to confirm this. There was a survey carried out by newspapers in Britain, Canada, Israel, and Mexico. When they asked these people, most of the people thought that the United States was not a very peaceful country.
We only have to travel a little bit to realize how true that is.